How's it going? My name is Marquise Ramirez.
And I'm Kendra Pugh.
And we're from WEAA, and it's Morgan State University. And today we'll be talking about the circumstances concerning Sha'Carri Richardson. How do you feel about it?
I feel like Sha'Carri Richardson, even though she was in a state that legalizes marijuana, which is Oregon, I still feel like she knew the rules, and she said that she knew the rules, so she should not be able to play.
Okay, and what about the fact that, you know, she found out through the media that her mom passed away?
I understand that. That must have been hard. But she came from an era where she was just trying to become an Olympian. Mm-hmm. And think about how proud her mother would have been of her if she could have became an Olympian. Even though she's still young and whatnot, I feel like her mom would have been proud of her if she became an Olympian. But now, because of one mistake, it's kind of ruined. Well, at least this Olympics is ruined.
So do you think that, think about, like, when you think about the competitive stake of the Olympics, right, and the fact that she found out through the media that her mom passed away, don't you think that we should be happy that all she did was find marijuana as a coping mechanism?
I feel like it shouldn't be held to a standard, because you always have players that, for example, Serena Williams' sister passed away in a drive-by. She didn't use drugs to cope. She dealt with it, knowing who Serena is. You think Serena don't get tested every other day? That they find, like, feel like they need to test her? Mm-hmm. You don't think LeBron James get tested? Mm-hmm. Well, in the past, because I know that the NBA and the NFL don't test for weed anymore. Mm-hmm. But they did get tested in the past. And far as Serena Williams, that was heartbreak. Knowing that was her older sister, someone she looked up to, she didn't turn to drugs about it. The fact that her life was just taken away from her by a bullet. She didn't turn to that. Or Venus Williams didn't turn to that. So I don't want to hear that standard that, oh, that's all she did was smoke a little weed or do a couple of edibles. Okay. That shouldn't be the standard that is held for her.
Okay, so I think they do, I believe they do test athletes like LeBron James and other professional athletes on if they're smoking weed or not. But what I will say, it sounds like disconnect from people who have a lack of compassion and empathy for star athletes. Do you think that could be the case? That we look at them so much as like just athletes and forget that they're humans at times?
I don't think so. Like, and then was this an isolated incident? Was this our first time doing weed, or do we know?
I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure.
But I understand that mental health is important. But at the end of the day, you gotta understand they don't want black people to win. Not at the Olympics. So you got to understand that they're going to find every reason to tear you down. Mm-hmm. So you can't let them.
So are you insinuating that we have to follow the rules, the guidelines, and be twice as better because of our white counterparts?
Not twice as better. Just if you're gifted and you have a talent, you shouldn't let the standard you're held to bring you down. You have to rise to the occasion.
Mm-hmm. God, I'm listening. I'm sorry.
That shouldn't be a standard. Like, understanding, like, okay, yes, my mom did pass away. But what about the people that's around you? How can those people help to guide you in the right direction, which you're going through? You were living with your coach. How could have they have done better to make sure that your head was on a swivel? You knew the obstacles that you had to face.
But I
and
think
how hard it would be.
But I think that I hear what you're saying, and I agree with some of what you're saying, but I think that we're ignoring the fact that her mom died. I don't think anybody, any human being finding out that their mom passed away through the media, the fact that their mom passed away in general would be in a right state of mind. And I think that we have to understand that. I think sometimes when you hear people having this discussion, a lot of times people are dismissing that. Like, they're like, well, she knew the rules and she had to follow the rules, but it's like, white people break rules all the time. You know what I mean? I mean, when you think about Ryan Lochte and what he did, you know, vandalizing a gas station or something like that, he was basically rewarded for his behavior. When you think about him being on Dancing with the Stars, he got endorsements after that. You know, I don't hear, you know, too many endorsements behind Sha'Carri Richardson. And I think we have compassion and empathy, but I only think it's for a select few.
So what about the fact that Nike has came out and said that they will keep her? And she will because of what she's been through, the fact that she will continue to get support. Mm-hmm. Does that not raise flags? And then also, when you think about that album, not to bring J. Cole into it, but you think about J. Cole's album, mm-hmm. K.O.D., Kill Off Demons or Kids Off Drugs.
Mm-hmm.
When he talks about in his songs about coping with it, a lot in black society, we're told that, okay, let's pop a Xanny or let's pop a pill to deal with our issues. Let's take drugs. When he's saying in his message, in his music, that black people, we have to deal with this head on.
But I
we
think,
can't just cover it up with drugs and liquor and weed and whatnot.
I hear what you're saying, but I also think that this isn't just our generation type thing. You know, I think that when you think about heroin in the 60s and the 70s, when you think about crack in the 80s and the 90s, you know, these things have been ongoing for a very long time. I think that we have to learn how to deal with our issues better, absolutely. But who's going to teach us how to deal with them better? You know what I mean? What the information that's out there today, us talking about mental health right now, 2021, they weren't talking about these things 40 years ago. I remember you did a piece on Naomi Osaka and her withdrawing from the from playing tennis for some time because it was just too much and it became too much for her. And I think that I don't really think that she should be crucified for smoking weed. I do think that we should give her lack in empathy. I think we should give her empathy and compassion because her mom did die. I think that we have to focus on, you know, her mental health being hoping that she's okay rather than just her participating in the race. But I do not think that she should be eliminated from participating in all Olympic activities, you know, and that's what happened. And I think that that's incorrect. I think that's wrong.
I think that that was wrong far as them not including her in all of the activities. I just thought, okay, maybe she would be left out of one activity, but the fact that they excluded her from all of the activities was just wrong. I feel like within the 30 days, I feel like she could have got a negative test where she could have went through it. But as far as the Naomi Osaka situation, I can respect that more of a player coming out and saying, oh, okay, I need to take time away to deal with my mental health versus just suppressing it with drugs and everything when you know the rules, when there's consequences for your actions.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. You're a big sports fan. Mm-hmm. When there are rules, obviously we believe that everybody should follow them, correct?
Yes.
There's some star athletes who, I'm not going to say their names, but some athletes who broke COVID protocol during the playoffs, and they were still able to play. Don't you think that they shouldn't have played by your metrics, by your the way you're saying the rules, their rules in place? They shouldn't have played, right? But if they don't play, think about the ratings, think about the team, the level of talent, you know, they weren't able to play. So, like, you got to take all those things into account.
Yeah, I take that full responsibility. But when you think about the Olympics and representing the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
that can't happen. When you think about the Olympics representing other countries, opposed to this being an isolated U.S. incident, think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Versus this being an isolated U.S. incident versus the Olympic Committee.
Absolutely. And then,
so it's kind of different in a way, if you think about it in the aspect of representing all countries and not just one country, the U.S. as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Olympics represents all of the countries that participate.
Mm-hmm. And what about the fact that they have ESPN came out with a story a couple days ago talking about they might have to postpone the Olympics for some time because of COVID.
The COVID outbreak. I heard about that. The fact that they're not allowing fans because of the COVID outbreak.
Mm-hmm.
I thought personally when I was listening to a story that it should have been postponed for a year. When you think about like everything that's going on, the COVID spike, it's a new COVID variant out there, Delta. So when you think about all those aspects of keeping players safe, I feel like it should be postponed.
Mm-hmm. Nah, I got you 100%. My name is Marquise Ramirez.
And I'm Kendra Pugh.
And we're from WEAA. Have a good one.